Okay, Alice Wallace, Alice.
I am so happy to be here. This is my first time at Far West, and this is just an amazing place. And listening to all these people on this stage, I'm kind of nervous. I don't get nervous very often, and I'm kind of nervous because there's a lot of talent here. And we're just going to kick things off with a song off my last album. This is called If I Knew. It's about looking back and thinking, what if I had known then what I know now? So exactly 1 week ago, I put out a brand new album. It's exactly a week old today. Very excited about this new album. It came out on a small label in Los Angeles called California Country Records. And so I live in Orange County. I play a lot in LA and San Diego. And I'm really proud of this new album, and I wrote it basically all while I was on the road. I've been traveling full-time for about 2.5 years now. I quit my job, hit the road, and I've had really amazing adventures along the way. And this is a song I wrote about one of the coolest towns I've got the chance to play in, a town called Jerome, Arizona. Has anybody been out to Jerome, Arizona? It's just a town I felt like needed a song. And just to give you a brief history, Jerome was an old copper mining town. And around the turn of the century, it was called like the wickedest town in the West. And it became a ghost town because the copper mine kept catching fire. You know, fires would Catch Inside the Mountain. It's located on Cleopatra Hill there in northern Arizona. And to me, the idea that there's a fire raging underground in this mountain for like 20 years at one point, and so they abandon the town. And to me, thinking about this fire raging underground just really struck me as a thing to write a song about. And I decided to write it from the perspective of a woman, because Jerome is not only known for its copper mine and the fact that it was a ghost town at one point, it's also well known for its brothel. It apparently attracted a very well-known madam from New Orleans. Because back then, I think it was basically a mine and a saloon and a brothel, and that's about all they had. And so I was thinking about being a woman back then in Jerome. Probably wasn't the best existence. So this is about a woman named Cleopatra, after Cleopatra Hill. And she has a fire that burns, but it's for an entirely different reason. This is called Poor Cleopatra.
Poor Cleopatra, she sits and waits for the man who will come over calling again. And each time they call, well, her hatred, it grows and burns like a fire that only she knows. Well, they can't put it out, can't put it out. Once she was young and so pretty, a girl too pretty, they told her irresistible. Though she was young, what she had was so rare that the risk of getting burned wouldn't stop those who dared. And now they can't put it out, can't put it out. It wasn't long before rumors had spread of the treasures that lay waiting to be claimed in her bed. Once there was a one, there were hundreds of men lined up to stoke the fires that burn beneath the skin. Now they can't put it out, can't put it out. No, they can't put it out, can't put it out. Oh, Cleopatra, they were no match when the flames grew too strong. Poor Cleopatra still sits there and bleeds, her heart charred but left by the fires of the reed. And now they can't put it out, no, can't put it out, they can't put it out, can't put it out.
Go. If you haven't been to Jerome, put it on your to-do list. Cool old town. And I actually have not been back to Jerome since I finished that song. I know they're all going to be like so excited when I get there, you know? They're waiting for it. Not really. But very excited about this new album, which I do have with me, obviously. Let's do a kind of a mellow one. And I've done this one a couple times already here at the festival, so a few of you guys might have already heard it. But this is one of my favorite songs on the new album. And I feel like the greatest gift of being able to be a traveling musician is just all the people you meet and all the stories you get to hear. And, you know, obviously not every day is a fairy tale, and there's a lot of hard hours of driving, and I travel by myself most of the time, and it's been a learning experience getting to, you know, just be alone a lot. And but the people I meet along the way keep me going. And this is a song about a couple travelers I met on my first trip out through Texas. One of them was a young girl I sat next to on a megabus ride from San Antonio to Dallas. I'd never taken a megabus before. I didn't realize they don't even actually have stations. You just gather in a parking lot with your suitcase and hope a bus shows up. And sure enough, a bus showed up, and I got to sit next to this girl and have this amazing conversation about what she had been doing. And then on my flight home, I sat next to a man who was equally as memorable, but for a whole host of uninspiring reasons. And I felt like that juxtaposition of these two people on my trip to Texas was just perfect for a song. So I call this one a traveling song.
I'll sing you a traveling song, a song about searching, about moving along. Well, I may not be rich, may never well be, but in all of my travels I've got what I need. Well, I met a young girl on the way to Austin on a bus ride one mid-April day. She asked me about a guitar in my hand. I told her about all the shows I had planned. She told me that she was 18. And for the last 7 weeks, how she'd been living by the Mexican border after a flood, rebuilding homes in the mold and the mud for folks who are living with less than most of us could ever fathom, I guess. And she had only a pillow and a small bag of clothes. Had been on 3 buses since before the sun rose. Oh, how inspired I was. Give up so much to help all those people who could never help her, spending her time just to better this world. Oh, I'll sing you a traveling song, a song about kindness, about righting a wrong. Well, I may not be brave, may never well be, but I hope I can learn from the people I meet. Now flying home from that very same trip, on a flight out of Dallas, I had the pleasure to sit by a man who was not at all pleased to be stuck back in coach with a person like me. When a mother came on with a child, he rolled his eyes at her and sighed when she smiled. And I was stuck in the middle of that 3-hour ride, with his elbow periodically digging my side. He got mad later on in the flight when the attendant did not have the bourbon he liked. Oh, I just closed my eyes, thought back to that bus, wondering where that young girl I met was. I've met all kinds of folks on the road, those who are wise and those who don't know. The only true thing we have in this life is a chance to wake up in the new morning light. Oh, I'll sing you a traveling song, troubles I've got what I need.
Thank you. I'm gonna turn it up a little bit for this next one. This one's also on the new album. This is as close I'm gonna get to rocking out with my acoustic guitar here. And this is a song. This is the song we put as the first track on the album, like right off the bat. And it's the one we're kind of focusing on here after the release. It's a song I wrote after a really bad breakup. And I wrote a lot of songs about this breakup, and eventually I had to go, okay, Alice, you gotta stop writing songs about this. This is kind of getting pathetic. And I decided to write one more song before I gave up on this subject matter. So I had to make it a little angrier than some of the other ones. It's called I Just Don't Care Anymore. Track from my last album. We'll go back to the last album for this next one, because this is one of my favorites still, and I do have this one with me also. And this is a song I wrote when I'd kind of first been getting into touring, and I had just driven to Wyoming and back, and at that point that was my longest tour from down in Orange County. And I got home and I was putting together songs for this last album, and thinking about how it felt strange to be at home for the first time, or it felt strange to not be thinking about the next gig and how long it was going to take to drive there and where we were going to eat. And this is a song about finding that thing that makes you feel like you're at home even if you're not there. This is called A Thousand Miles From Home.
There's a light in the sky tonight. Or it used to be dark, just the faintest of sparks at the end of the day. That light has been gone so long, I couldn't say.
If you guys haven't seen my show before, you don't know what you're about to experience here. I am going to do one cover song here to end out the show, and we put this song on my album. And I taught myself how to yodel back in college, and I've been trying to keep the yodeling tradition alive in the world, right? There's not enough yodelers anymore, and I don't understand why, personally. But I got the bug to learn how to yodel, and I've been doing it ever since, pretty much closing out every show I ever play with some yodeling. And this song goes back to 1935. It was the first million-selling record by a female country artist. Her name was Patsy Montana. It's called I Wanna Be a Cowboy's Sweetheart. And I kinda do, so it works. So thank you guys so much. My name's Alice Wallace. I'm gonna have CDs out there. AliceWallaceMusic.com. I'm sure I'll see you guys all upstairs after this. It's gonna be great. Desert. Thank you very much.
Alice Wallace.